From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Britain's former ambassador has told an official inquiry looking into the Iraq war that then-National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice raised the issue of Iraq hours after the September 11th terror attacks. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The Iraq inquiry, billed as the most sweeping look yet at the Iraq conflict, is in its third day of hearing public evidence from former officials and diplomats such as Christopher Mayer, who served as British ambassador in Washington from 1997 to 2003. Mayer said he spoke to Condoleezza Rice just hours after the attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001. He said Rice had told him she was in no doubt the attacks were an al-Qaeda operation, but she added that the US government was also looking to see if there was a connection with Saddam Hussein. Mayer said that it then became clear to the British government as early as March of 2002 that it was, as he put it, pointless to resist US plans for regime change in Iraq. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Following President Obama's promise to push for reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, China now says it plans to reduce carbon emissions by 45% in terms of the country's overall output. The commitment from China, the world's largest polluter, is being seen as a major initiative, though it would still fall somewhat short of a goal some negotiators in the U.S. and Europe have been pushing for. China and the U.S., as well as India, are expected to be critical players at next month's international climate meetings in Copenhagen. It's hoped a treaty on global emissions will emerge from that conference. Today is the first anniversary of the attacks by Islamist militants on the Indian city of Mumbai. The gunmen killed more than 160 people. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the victims are being remembered.
India's marking the occasion with speeches, prayers, candlelit vigils and memorial services. Television screens are flooded with the now familiar footage of Mumbai's burning Taj Mahal Hotel, one of two hotels the gunmen attacked, along with a Jewish centre, a popular cafe and a crowded railway terminal. Survivors and relatives of the dead have been telling their painful stories anew to the media. With remembrance, though, comes soul-searching. Questions about whether, in the last year, India's politicians have introduced effective security measures to help protect their people. The Mumbai attackers sailed in from Pakistan and are believed to have been members of the Pakistan-based militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Soon after the carnage, India froze its peace dialogue with Pakistan. The worry now is that there'll be another similar attack with much more serious consequences for the region. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Even as people are celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday today, some major retailers are open in an attempt to get in ahead of the rush. Big chains, including Walmart, The Gap, and Radio Shack, are hoping to get some business from early bird shoppers who want to avoid Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, viewed by many as the traditional kickoff for the holiday shopping season. This is NPR News. Hundreds of thousands of people lined the streets of Manhattan today for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year's parade took a new route, bypassing Broadway for the first time as it turned around five corners before finishing at the department store chain's flagship store in Herald Square. New balloons this year included the Pillsbury Doughboy and Sailor Mickey, though this group of kids all had their own favorites.
I like Pizza Joe because he's cute. Spider-Man.
SpongeBob.
Ronald McDonald because I like McDonald's.
I like the Pikachu because Pokemon is such the best.
There were also parades in Philadelphia and Detroit today. In Philadelphia, it was the 90th year for the city's holiday parade. Tens of thousands also turned out in Detroit for that city's annual Thanksgiving parade. Four NBC TV stations in the South refused to run an ad today by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The commercial, which promotes veganism, was supposed to have run during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. NPR's Margot Adler has more.
The commercial features a young girl saying grace at Thanksgiving dinner.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed.
Brad Moses, the general manager of WNCN in Raleigh, North Carolina, said he decided to ban the ad because it was not appropriate for the spirit of the parade. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
On the European markets today, all of the major market indexes fell by more than 3%. Britain's FTSE 100 was down 170 points. The German DAX fell 188 points. In Paris, the CAC 40 was down 129 points. Wall Street was closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.